You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Angela and George is on the line and would love to tackle a painting project. How can we help?
We have vinyl flooring in our kitchen, and it's more than 20 years old. And there are just a few areas where it's starting to yellow, and it's like coming probably from underneath because bleach doesn't work. And it's got nicks on it, you know, in it. Anyway, I was thinking I had always wanted to have, like, a black and white checkered floor. And this pattern is like a grid. It's like six-inch squares. So it's already all lined out. And I was, you know, thinking about painting it black and white or whatever color scheme, you know, I decide upon. But I don't know what type of product to use.
Yeah, I don't think painting a vinyl floor is a very good idea. I don't think there's any product designed for that, especially a 20-year-old vinyl floor. If you wanted that type of pattern, I would just get a new piece of vinyl. I mean, they're not that expensive. The yellow that you describe is not a stain. It's a chemical reaction. What happens with vinyl is it ages, especially if it's had like throw rugs over it or rubber back carpets over it, is it's oxidation that occurs that changes the color of the vinyl. A lot of people think that those are stains, but they're really not. It's just a physical change of the vinyl material. But I don't think vinyl can be painted. I mean, vinyl siding can barely be painted, and I don't recommend that either. There are some high adhesion primers used for that, but you know, take that to the floor. Now you've got to have something that's really durable. It can take chairs being rubbed across the floor and that kind of thing. So I don't think painting is a possibility. I would be considering another type of product. And you know what? There are so many new floors today. The prices have come so far down. You can get beautiful laminate floor now that's super water resistant for under about $3 a foot. So I would take a look at the new flooring and treat yourself to a floor that looks like that pattern that you envision, but is much newer and more durable.
Okay. Could that new type of flooring just be applied on top of this, like just right on top of it?
You can put it on top. If the old flooring comes up easily, I always like to take as much of that up as I can. I don't like putting layers down, but you know what? If it's solid and it's flat and it's, you know, well adhered, then I think it's okay to go on top of it. Just keep in mind that when you do that, you make the floor thicker than it was before, or taller than it was before. And sometimes, not so much just with vinyl, but sometimes, like if you have a dishwasher, if this is a kitchen, you have a dishwasher, you could be at risk of sort of flooring in the dishwasher, so to speak. In other words, you could have flooring that's thicker than the legs of that dishwasher. So what you really have to do is take the dishwasher out, floor all the way into it, and then adjust the legs and slide it back in again.
All righty. Well, all of the appliances probably could be pulled out. Yeah, that wouldn't be a problem.
All right. Well, then good luck with that project. The good news is you're getting a whole new floor. It's going to be a lot easier than painting the old one, I'll tell you that.
A lot less work, I'm sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, now and in the future. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.